Cleopatra's Legacy, The Enduring Struggle, Chapter 9, The Sacrifice. The Queen's journey through the ancient mysteries has led her to this moment. With the blessings of the gods and the strength of her own spirit, she is prepared to face Apophis, the embodiment of Lucifer and evil, in a final battle for the soul of Egypt. The stakes have never been higher, and the outcome will determine not only her fate, but the fate of her people and the world at large. The skies darken ominously, and the outskirts of the battlefields near Egypt, as the armies of Rome and Egypt gather for what will be their final stand against the cult of Apophis. In the heart of the battlefield, General Mark Antony leads his legions with the determination of a man who knows the stakes are higher than just political power. "Hold the line. We will not just fight for Rome, but for the future of Egypt." There is a clash of swords and the cries of battle. But as the physical battle rages on, Queen Cleopatra prepares for a confrontation of a different kind, a battle of the spirit that will determine the outcome of this battle. Cleopatra withdraws from the chaos, making her way to the sacred valley of the gods. The noise of the battle recedes as she enters the tranquil, sacred space. "It is time. It is time that I once again sought the guidance of the gods." In this sacred valley, Cleopatra encounters the divine guardian Amunet. The air hums with ancient power as Cleopatra prepares for her final acts. Reassuring the queen, Amunet says, "Cleopatra, you are ready. The balance of the cosmos awaits you." Soon, Amunet is joined by a plethora of Egyptian deities, amongst them Isis and Horus, as well as Thoth. Cleopatra stands resolute at the heart of an ancient arena of power. Surrounded by these ancient deities, the air crackles with their combined might. "I call to you, Isis and Horus and the other deities. Lend me your strength. This darkness threatens not just our world, but the balance of all existence. We must prevail." And Isis, calm and supportive, says, "Cleopatra, you have the support of the divine. Together with Horus, we shall confront this force known as Apophis." And Horus warns, "Apophis is ancient and potent, linked to the most primordial force of darkness. Our combined power is your weapon, but remember, evil will adapt and return, but for today, we can fight to win." The gods follow Cleopatra as she makes her way from the sacred valley back to the field of battle, their combined energy illuminating the arena of the war. Ignoring the ongoing clash, Cleopatra steps forward, calm yet resolute. "Apophis, show yourself. This is between you and me now." The telltale hum that announces Apophis is present is now manifest, and a shadow begins to form in the air. So, the queen has come to face her doom. How noble and how foolish. As the shadow of Apophis takes shape, towering over the battlefield, the very air around Cleopatra seems to crackle with dark energy. The armies pause, their attention drawn to the epicenter of this spiritual confrontation. Cleopatra is steely, unwavering. "You may have brought chaos to this world, Apophis, but you will not take Egypt. I will stop you, even if it costs me everything." And Apophis laughs darkly. "You, a mere mortal standing against me? I am the darkness in every heart, the end that awaits all things. What hope do you think you have?" A sudden surge of light from Cleopatra pushes back the shadows slightly. The Egyptian gods themselves murmur with approval. The fight is underway. Apophis says in a mocking, sinister tone, "You think you can defeat me? I am the primordial darkness. I am beyond the reach of your gods." And Cleopatra counters, resolute and fierce, "We may not eliminate evil completely today, but we will push back against you and against the face of it. The gods will stand with me, and you, Apophis, may be gone for a while." As Isis and Horus channel their essence through Cleopatra, her form blazes with a brilliant light. The arena becomes a battlefield of cosmic forces, the clash of light and shadow shaking the very fabric of reality. With every ounce of her spiritual strength, Cleopatra summons the power of the gods, a radiant light that clashes against the darkness of Apophis. The battlefield is bathed in an eerie glow as the forces of light and dark collide. Mark Antony, in awe, says to himself, "Cleopatra, what are you doing?" The light intensifies, and there's a thunderous clash as the two forces of darkness and light collide. Apophis, straining and angry, says, "Well, you may have the light of the gods, but it will not be enough. I am eternal." Cleopatra, defiant with rising strength, says, "You may be eternal, but so is the light. And as long as there is light, there is hope." A blinding flash of light ensues as Cleopatra pours all her strength into the final push. And in a final act of sacrifice, Cleopatra merges her essence with the divine light, creating a burst of energy that consumes both her and Apophis. The two forces so opposed collide in a final, cataclysmic burst that sends a shockwave across the battlefield. An eerie, deafening silence ensues. Mark Antony, shouting in desperate screams, "Cleopatra, no!" The silence lingers, broken only by the soft wind blowing across the now still battlefield. As the dust settles, the battlefield is left in a stunned quiet. Cleopatra's sacrifice has banished Apophis, the ancient evil, from the world, but in doing so, she is given her life, leaving behind only the faintest whisper of her presence. As the queen lies dying, Amunet approaches her. Amunet's presence is calm and nurturing. "Cleopatra, I was privileged to guide you from the start. I warned you of Apophis as an ancient guardian, and I now must shepherd you through this final act of sacrifice. My role here is completed, but I will ensure your ascension to the next life is a smooth one." Cleopatra's soul is prepared for judgment. The gods, including Thoth, the soul weigher, gather to witness the final moments. Amid the mourning and the wailing, Thoth, the god with the head of an ibis bird and a long curved beak, approaches. "The balance must be maintained, and as the scribe of the gods, I must now weigh Cleopatra's soul against the feather of Ma'at." Thoth measures Cleopatra's soul. It is light and pure, having been weighed against the feather of Ma'at. Thoth is satisfied. "Her soul is feather light and will in fact ascend to the heavens." As Cleopatra's soul begins to rise, her sacrifice ensuring the balance is restored now seems complete. The armies of Rome and Egypt stand in shocked silence. Mark Antony whispering with sorrow, "Cleopatra, why did it have to come to this?" He sees the mystery school instructor, the one who appeared in a divine vision to him, and he says, "Her sacrifice, she was more than a queen. She was a savior, and the world will remember her not for her crown, but for her courage. Her light has vanquished the darkness of Apophis, securing not just the future of Egypt, but the future of the world." And the bearded, long-haired instructor says in a soothing, wise voice, "Mark Antony, your beloved sacrifice was destined to maintain cosmic balance. I too will make a sacrifice, but know that this balance will prepare the way for a new era embrace the path of light, carry forward her legacy. Antony's eyes light up with recognition. I understand now. Her sacrifice and your future sacrifice, they're all part of a greater plan, and I will honor her memory and continue to function as a general and statesman with more empathy and purpose. Meanwhile, as Thoth ascends back to his astral plane library, the emerald tablets that he always carries with him glow softly. He is amazed. The cycle of destiny unfolds with profound complexity. The mysteries laid by the school and the instructor have guided Cleopatra's spiritual evolution, and her sacrifices pave the way for the emergence of the divine, the one who will walk the earth, the instructor himself. For Thoth, the cosmic play has reached its climax. Amunet guides Cleopatra's soul to the celestial realms, while the instructor prepares to return to Earth as a divine being. Cleopatra, once a powerful queen, has sacrificed herself for a greater good, becoming a symbol of spiritual evolution. Her legacy bridges the divine and mortal, shaping history forever.